Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home, and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio, and today I am excited. I have Gina Knight. She's a friend of mine. She's a realtor. She's an awesome realtor. So many of you call me, and they're like, you're like, Dan, I really want to buy a home, but now what? So basically, what we're trying to do is walk you through the whole process. And so welcome, Gina.
Thanks
for coming in today.
Welcome. Thank you.
You betcha. So tell us, first, before we start, please, we're going to try to get you Gina's information. So if you need to buy a home in the Chicagoland area, please reach out to her. We'll give her information right now at each break and at the end of the show. So if you miss it at some point, just please hold on. Also check out YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all those things, because all this stuff is posted. So Gina, how would somebody get a hold of you if they're looking to buy or even buy a home or sell their current home?
Sure. Sounds great. And even if they just have questions, they need a little, you know, advice on, you know, what they're doing or, you know, maybe the next step. You can text me. You can call me. My number is 708-209-0370, or they can send me an email at Gina Knight with a K at yahoo.com. It's just my personal email is better.
So it's Gina, G-I-N-A Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T.
You got it, Dan.
So
thank you.
You betcha. Okay. So again, I thank everybody out there for tuning into the show. And as you know, it's the Mortgage Show, but today we want to really focus in on if you're looking to buy a home or even if you're looking to sell a home. So I asked Gina to come in and walk us through some of these things. But the main thing I want to go through is, you know, most of you out there, if you're looking to buy, you know, you go to Zillow, you go to Redfin, you go to Trulia, Realtor.com, you go to all these places, you find a home, but who do you use? Who do you use and why? Mm-hmm. So that's why I asked you to come in and you can explain to us. Why, Gina? Why are they going to, why not just click the Zillow person,
Dan,
and go
so
with that
great
person?
First of all, I love your show, Dan. You do such a great job.
So it's teed up for you. So
okay,
go get it, girl.
Thank you. So why me, right? Why me? It's the eternal question. And, you know, it's everybody knows a realtor, right? Even if they don't, they have access to a lot of options. So I'm always honored when people want to work with me. I've been told that I'm extremely patient. I'm certainly not afraid of work, and I have no children.
And you're full time.
And I'm full time.
Go figure.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's kind of a big deal. I mean, a lot of the time in real estate, especially working with buyers, time is of the essence. If a new listing comes on the market, you know, a realtor needs to be accessible, even if that's, you know, 8 p.m. at night on a Sunday. You know, a lot of real estate professionals disagree with that. You know, they want to have their own lives, and I understand that if they have their own, you know, family and things like that. But for me, my clients are my family.
Right.
You know, so, and accessibility is a huge deal in this business. And as you know, it's a big purchase. It requires your attention. It's the biggest thing in someone's life.
Sure.
And the most important thing, typically to them at that point. So it becomes the most important thing to me. So, you know, working with buyers, you know, you have to be available to text back within, you know, a few minutes or take that call at all hours of the day. So really being accessible is a huge deal why people like to work with me. The next point is that I've kind of personally dubbed myself as the everywhere agent. I mean, in the last couple of years, I've sold about 65 homes in roughly 50 different zip codes. So
holy moly.
Yeah. So I know people everywhere, and that's why, you know, that's why I go everywhere. I used to be in sales for 10 years and I covered 3 different states.
Sheesh.
So, you know, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa. So driving has really gotten into my system.
Yeah.
So I just apply my love for driving, and my work ethic to, you know, my real estate career now, which has really sold me some houses.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it's helpful when working with people, you know, that are just transferred into the Chicagoland area for work. You know, they might not quite know the area yet.
Yeah.
And case in point, I had a couple moving here from California that started off looking in St. Charles, where you're at, Dan. And then they were interested.
Somebody might track me down. No, I'm kidding.
They don't need to find you.
Hold on. You say where you live all the time.
I say it every show. So don't feel bad.
I'm getting the stink eye over here, George.
No, not at all.
Yeah, no. And then, so they went to St. Charles. Then they were interested in Naperville for a while. And then they ended up buying in the northwest side of Chicago. So, you know, so I like to, you know, form relationships with people and basically help them wherever they're, you know, wherever life takes them. And one guy I was working with, it almost became comical, Dan. He was so all over the place. He was as far north as Elgin and as far south as Crete. I don't know if some of your listeners even know where Crete is. but it's a big spread.
Sure.
You know, but it was actually it was fun working with him. He was very specific. He was looking for mid-century modern architecture with a huge lot.
Got it.
So he worked from home. He really didn't care about the locale so much. You know, he just kind of wanted that house. So yeah, he ended up buying in Homer Glen.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I happened to just look up just last night a few of your recommendations, because I'm a big believer of, I get a lot of business and I work very hard on getting Google reviews.
Oh, sure.
So in your side of the equation, it's Zillow reviews.
Yes, yes.
So you have to have, and I was amazed by all, I don't know if I've seen any of them that had anything really bad. You know, one of the nice thing was, and this happens a lot, and I get a lot of these buyers or these fall throughs. You have one that was said, listen, sold our house quickly and efficiently. I want to ask this question to you. I'll read this in a second. But since it's popped into my mind, everybody wants to sell their house quick and efficiently at a good price.
Right.
How do some of these guys, and I think I know the answer to this question. Sorry if I'm throwing you a curveball here.
It's okay.
I hear all these commercials. If we don't sell your house in 30 days, we'll buy it.
Okay.
Elaborate on that. Because to me, the first thing I think, if I don't really know what's going on, I'm thinking, man, that's a great deal. But then the skepticism comes into play as being a business person in this business.
Sure.
Nobody's going to want to overpay for that house. Plus, there's got to be a margin there. So go over that real quick, okay, and then I'll go back to your Zillow review.
Sorry for throwing this curveball at you. That's a great question. I mean, selling a home, selling a product, there's so many things that come into it. And I think, we'll sell your home in 30 days or else we'll buy it, to me, screams that they're going to underprice the home.
Right. Okay. That's exactly where I was getting at.
Yeah, that's the first thing that pops into my mind. I mean, obviously, you want to price it right, you know, so you're going to attract the, you know, good traffic and everything. But there's marketing. There's so much that comes into actually, you know, efficiently selling that. I mean, you want to do it timely, of course, but you can't just slap a number on there that's 50 grand below market value and poof, it's sold. You
right.
know?
No, I get it. So to read the rest of that review, it said we had a buyer back out just before the inspection, causing us to lose their new listing status. Mm-hmm. And then you got involved with them. They contacted you and you had the house under contract within 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is, that's people looking you up. That's your connections, your networking. You're not only just getting a realtor, you're getting the whole background, the team, the everything, your experience. If you get my big thing is, I always want full-time realtors that have done this for a while, know what they're doing.
Yes.
And have a network.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's a people business, Dan. So, you know, we as good agents really have to know how to work both sides, work with people, keep the whole transaction together, you know, be the liaison between the other agent, maybe even the other seller, the attorneys, the lenders. You know, it's kind of like we're the maestro
directing
traffic throughout this whole, you know, transaction and really keeping everything calm so we can do it, you know, in the best way. So that's, you know, that's kind of one of my strengths as well.
And not drive the lender nuts.
But proceed. You were about to say some really good things about me, Dan.
Yeah, I was.
Don't let me stop you.
The next thing was, and this is cool, and, you know, here's what I liked about you, too. They're dealing with you. And there's nothing wrong with the team version.
Mm-hmm.
But like in my case, it's amazing when people call, they're like, it's you? This is Dan? I never thought I'd get to talk to Dan. So it is
you
weird.
You are real.
It was the next review. It says, Gina was wonderful to work with. Made our house hunting a fun experience. But this stands out to me. She never left our side.
Aww.
So what stands out to me on that is when things go in every transaction, there's always a little
speed bump,
iffy somewhere.
Yeah, sure.
That's when everybody goes AWOL. And now I'm the scapegoat.
Panic.
You know,
panic.
Why, you know, how come I'm not getting updates? I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I talk to your realtor every day and I talk to your attorney every day.
Yeah.
But then that realtor is nervous. Maybe that's not the word I'm looking to relay that information to their client.
Apprehensive.
Yes. So in your case, you don't hide under a rock and let everybody else deal with that issue.
Of course.
You're there by their side, walking them through it.
Of course.
And that's a huge feather in your hat.
You know, well, thanks. And, you know, it's buying or selling a home is an extremely emotional process. And, you know, the agent needs to, you know, just remain calm and communicate to keep those anxiety levels low.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we're almost coming into a break. Tell us again, tell us your email. Let's focus on your email. So if somebody needs you, also, I'm going to put Gina on my website over at the, on top of the right header. There's going to be preferred partners. All her information will be in there, but
you can think
email.
Of me as your knight in shining armor. My name is Gina Knight with a K. Gina Knight at yahoo.com is my personal email address.
Perfect. And then if you have any questions for the show, please give me a call. 630-338-1160. And we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about, let's see, real quick, why you might want to buy versus rent. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And today I have a special guest, Gina Knight.
Hey.
Thanks, Gina, for coming in.
I love it.
So what I want to talk about now is, and I run into this, my kids are now 27. Should I use kids? My young adults at home are 27, 23, and 20. Okay. It's funny because just this past weekend, we were talking in one of, I think even both of them, they're like, you know what? Joey's starting to look at homes and Steve's starting to look at homes and things like that. A lot of them are freaked out on buying a house. Mm-hmm, they're like, do I rent or do I buy?
Sure, sure.
Let me throw that ball up and tee it for you. You tell me your thoughts, and then I'll kind of chime in and tell you what I think about it. We probably agree, probably 99.99%.
Yeah, your large children, Dan, are going through a transitional time in life.
They're not large, but they're,
yeah, you know, transitional time in life. And it's a big question, you know, renting versus owning. And I actually love this topic because I'm such an advocate for owning as soon as you can because of equity numbers, just building equity instead of paying a landlord. You can think of buying a property as a forced savings plan, not so much as a cost, but I mean, you're just paying yourself by building equity. I mean, this is extremely useful when you're, you know, when you're ready to retire. You know, you don't have to hang on to the same home your whole life, but it's good to trade up, and a portion of your payment each month will go to the principal of the loan, which, you know, you should consider this paying yourself in the end, you know.
Right.
So equity is a big, I always lead with that. The other thing is interest rates are extremely low right now. They're currently low, very low. So, you know, depending on your price point, rent is often as much, if not more, than your mortgage payment would be. So, I mean, I think people should really take advantage of those, you know, historically low, you know, interest rates. It's an unbelievable investment. House prices tend to rise over time. A home purchase is one of the best investments you could make because, I mean, home prices in the U.S. have risen 3 to 6% a year, you know, for the past 20 years. You know, obviously you take 2007 and 2008 out of that, but the trend is likely to continue. And if you buy a home now, you've basically put your dollars or your capital in a safe long-term investment that's, you know, likely to grow.
Yeah.
Another reason I really tell people to really look into owning is freedom. I mean, the home is yours. You can have as many pets as you want. You can practice with your death metal band, man. You can paint your home purple, you know? I mean, it's yours. You don't have to ask nobody for nothing, you know? And then, of course, the pride of ownership or stability. If you're about to raise a family, it's a great sense of security, you know, for a family, and
absolutely,
you can spread out. And the last thing that I feel, this is kind of a personal thing, I like owning a home because it gives you a big opportunity for life and handyman skills.
Oh boy!
Yeah. Well, is this,
I'll elaborate on that in a second.
Is this a hammer?
That's me.
Oh gosh, no. But when you're a tenant, all those maintenance items kind of get deferred to your landlord. So, you know, you're never forced to learn how to power wash a deck, or, you know, how to fix a turlet.
The good things.
The good
My
things
dad used to, he worked in the steel mills. I'm from West Virginia.
Oh.
And then he built, on the side, he built homes. He built the house that we grew up in.
Wow.
I can't screw in a light bulb without breaking the thing.
Well, you had dad.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. So, okay. Keep going.
No, that's it. No, it just, I mean, that's kind of wraps up my point.
Here's the thing I get sometimes, and I'll give you my counter, or I'll ask your counter.
Sure.
In Illinois, our house values don't really move at all. Many sections of Illinois are stagnant. And I've been saying, my case, I bought my house 18 years ago. It's probably worth what I paid for it.
Okay.
Well, it went way up. And then way down.
Okay.
And then back up to basically par now, you know, where I'm at.
Sure.
Here's my kind of take on that is, let's say the, basically kind of going off of what you had, let's say the house, you bought the house, you know, now for $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it doesn't move in value for 10 years. Nothing.
Okay.
Okay. But you bought it for $100,000 and you took a mortgage out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is your mortgage? So let's say 10 years from now, you bought it at 100 and you finance, let's just make it simple, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So you finance 100. Now, 10 years later, you owe 60.
Mm-hmm.
The house is still worth 100.
Mm-hmm.
You're at 60. You now have 40,000 in equity and it didn't appreciate a nickel.
And that is great. That's the worst case scenario.
Yes, exactly. Well, maybe not. I don't think we're ever going to see, I hope we never see the crash that we faced.
Right.
But we're still down below the levels. I don't, maybe some part of the country isn't,
sure,
but we're still below where we, the highs. Mm-hmm. I still think we're in a great area. Like you hit, house values are still good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interest rates. I got into this business 30 years ago. The rates were like 12% adjustables. So when I tell somebody the rate now is 4 and they're, oh, that's kind of high. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. You've seen some things,
and
man.
It's 30
you've seen some things.
It's a 30 year loan.
Right.
So it's like lock in now because, you know, rates are going to go up as the economy gets better. So
sure. That's
my kind of spin
great.
On some of that.
That's great because, you know, you brought up that example, you know, in your example, the guy is still 40,000 ahead of the person that's been renting.
Sure.
For those 10 years, you know, you still have that equity to pull out of the home, you know, to maybe be the next, you know, down payment on a larger home.
Yep.
Or whatever. So it's a piggy bank that you can cash in.
That's what I was kind of getting at. On your website.
Yeah.
What
yes.
is home downsize?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
You
Dan.
Betcha.
So my home downsize. So I'm a buyer's agent primarily. I work with a ton of buyers, but I really enjoy helping sellers too. So I've teamed up with a really talented listing agent named Nick Ponarelli, also with REMAX. We're both REMAX, you know, exclusive agents. And he's developed a service called My Home Downsize. It's meant to assist sellers with more than just a listing agent. It's really an inclusive kind of one-stop shop approach to assist with anything and everything associated with the seemingly overwhelming task of downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Dan, you'd be surprised at just how many people are looking to move out of their 3,000 square foot home, you know, with one or two bedrooms that they don't even use,
yep.
Two or three bathrooms that they don't want to clean anymore.
Yep.
And they're looking for maybe, let's say, a 1,600 square foot ranch,
yeah.
You know, or a condo that's maintenance free, you know, with no stairs, you know. So it's a pretty big market. So at My Home Downsize, our resources consist of everything, you know, basically from movers, painters, handymen, stagers, expert declutterers, which is a biggie, all the way to expert legal and financial professionals that can really close transactions quickly and efficiently. And our whole aim is to get sellers looking to downsize. We just want to get those people from point A to point Z, and to do it in such a way that they can really stay out of it and feel comfortable with us taking the wheel. You know, we work with a lot of sellers that live out of town, or, you know, they live out of state and they don't want to navigate through everything. You know, maybe they're not around, maybe they're not here to run the work or to oversee the projects necessary to get the home saleable, you know, ready for market.
Yeah.
So we take a lot more on than a typical listing agent would sign up for, you know what I mean? So not every seller needs that level of involvement,
sure.
But we kind of customize the plan to make it as easy and worry-free as possible, just based on, you know, the individual situation.
So you're the general contractor in the downsizing of
yes.
the whole process.
Yes.
So you can oversee the movers, the cleaners, the in every house that you're going to move out of, you do need the movers and cleaners, but you're going to have to touch up this. You're going to have to clean the carpets. You're going to have to, they take off pictures off the wall. You need a handyman to do all that stuff.
Sure.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I do go to your website and I see all the pieces of that puzzle, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't realize all the steps in these processes.
And you hit something on the head. It's especially if a couple has been in their home for 40 years, they are frozen by fear,
yep.
man. They don't know where to begin with this. And a lot of times, you know, procrastination sets in and they can't do the stairs anymore. They know that they have to make a move. They just don't know how. So we like to kind of, you know, just connect with them and see, you know, where we can help. And we help as much as, you know, as needed. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. And, you know, we like to, it's a great concept. I love it.
Well, even for, like, in my case, my parents are still in West Virginia. I have no family back. Me personally, none of my family members are still back there. My dad's 89. My mom's 83.
Oh,
at some point,
God bless them.
You know, it's not going to be like that anymore. If I could hire you and say, you know what, do everything you need to do. I'll come back and get the stuff I need.
Sure.
But you handle the rest of it.
Yeah. You know,
and, you know,
yeah.
Price it into the commissions that you earn and so forth. A house is free and clear. I can't get back there. I don't have the time, the patience, the efficiencies of that. You handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many times here in Illinois, that's in West Virginia, they're in the same spot. So if they can hire you to do that, so if you're out there, your parents are, you know, even in the Chicagoland area or anywhere in Illinois, and you need this, you hear us on YouTube or on iTunes, and you need assistance, get a hold of Gina. So Gina, we're going to close out the show. Please
okay.
go kind of meticulously how people find you, your websites,
sure.
your emails. So if you would, if you're on iTunes or whatever, I'll put this in the description part below as well. So you can find her on there as well. So go ahead, Gina.
Sure, you can call me anytime. My phone is glued to my hand. So
mine is too.
So it's 708-209-0370. You can text me. Myhomedownsize.com is what I was just talking about. You can send me an email at GinaKnight@yahoo.com. So, but really, I always answer my phone. So just give me a call or a text is cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So I want to thank everybody for listening today. Please, again, I know you're listening live, but if you can check us out on YouTube, it's The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Check it out. Check into the channel. Subscribe. Give us a click up, thumbs up. And if you have any questions that we could be of help, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. God bless. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.